damn it.
The train draws closer, its light shining on McNulty's face. The drunk detective staggers off the tracks just before it reaches him.
Let's call it a night.
Bunk's exasperated gaze follows McNulty, who staggers to the car's driver's side, his eyes half closed. Opening the door, he climbs in. Now, in a hospital, fluorescent lights glare down on two rows of hospital beds separated by curtains. Bubs stands at the foot of one bed, his tearful gaze fixed on its patient. Kima approaches from the opposite end of the room.
Hey, Bubs.
She wearily sets her hands on her hips.
Aren't you still locked up?
His gaze remains on the patient.
Nope.
How long you been home?
In 3 months.
All right. Don't fall.
She nods at the unconscious patient.
Who's he?
Fred.
An ET tube in Johnny's mouth connects him to a ventilator.
Is he gonna make it?
A C-collar holds his neck in line and he wears a bandage around his head. Bubs sadly shrugs his brow.
You still working drugs?
Still staring at his friend, he tears up.
Downtown, yeah.
I got something for you.
Cocking her head, Kima gives him a puzzled look. Later in the bullpen at Homicide, the sergeant rests his chubby hand on a cubicle partition. Bunk sits hunched at his desk, alone in the cubicle. Now the detectives convene in a break room.
Church deacon? That was thick.
Got good to me, what can I say?
Sad enough with the kids, being orphaned and everything.
I thought it was from Bunk's desk.
Kima follows the guys through the bullpen.
They're yours?
Yeah, afraid so.
Good thing they look like their mama.
Maurice Levy just posted. It's by the elevators.
McNulty walks to the division's door. He opens it for the balding lawyer, who glowers as he heads straight for the interrogation room.
The defense never rests.
Shame on you, McNulty, dragging me from the Levy family preserve on a Friday night.
My apologies.
Yvette made brisket.
Good?
When served hot, one or two.
Your client.
Levy enters the room.
What the fuck? Stop writing now. Just shut up.
Bunk takes D'Angelo's letter.
He calls his lawyer. That's supposed to be the end of the interview.
Your client gave no statement. We took no statement. He just decided voluntarily to write a letter.
To the victim's family.
To say
shut up. Any charge here?
No charge.
Good. Get up. Go. Walk.
Levy takes D'Angelo by the arm and escorts him out.
Listen to me. If you don't say anything, you don't do anything, you don't write anything. Do you hear me? Shut up. How many fucking times do I have to tell you people the same fucking thing?
He gives his client a chiding slap on the head. D'Angelo glares at McNulty before exiting. The detective smiles broadly.
See, that's what I don't get about the drug. Why can't you sell the shit and walk the fuck away? You know what I mean? When everything else in this country gets sold without people shooting each other behind it. And the terrorists is one body after another. Remember that little boy? Got shot in the barber shop in West Lombard last summer. One asshole chases another into Teddy's house in Natural. Empties a nine. Bullshit argument over 20 missing gel caps.
D's expression turns anguished.
That little kid, instead of getting his first haircut, he gets one in the eye. Remember that?
Fucked up.
Yes, it is.
Bunk returns with a legal pad.
He had to do that.
Shoot up a barbershop? No, they did not have to do that.
D'Angelo's gaze remains averted.
And man was just...
He fights back tears.
My thing.
McNulty eyes Bunk.
My thing ain't had.
Bunk eyes Kima.
He had to do that.
Bunk holds up a framed photo, then places it on the table in front of D. It shows a trio of beaming African-American children posing playfully.
No mama and no daddy.
Lord Jesus.
D'Angelo glances away, then stares remorsefully. Bunk leans closer.
I'll tell you what I think you should do, D'Angelo. Not because I think you wanted that man to get shot or had anything to do with shooting him. But I think you could, just sit here for a moment or two, collect your thoughts, you know, get your shit together. And then I think it might be a good thing for you to write a little letter to those children. and you let them know you sorry. That they're not gonna have anyone left, you know? I mean, just say something. Tell them how you personally think your uncle, maybe he got it wrong this time, because it's wrong that they lost their daddy behind what happened, you know?
Dee struggles to stay composed.
It means something to him to know that you feel it for him.
Bunk eyes him expectantly. He turns his face, avoiding the detective's sad gaze. He shifts his jaw sullenly.
And I ain't got nothing to say.
Just say what's in your heart.